Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
It's day two of a back-to-back for the Hawks and the start of a four-game homestand. We're joined by Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Coach, how important is the first period specifically today with the Hawks coming in off a back-to-back, just getting the legs going and maybe trying to fight off an Arizona team that is going to try and jump on the Hawks knowing that they're coming in on a back-to-back?
Yeah, no, we got to be ready. I think we showed the last two games exactly what you just said. I thought we started out on our toes, alert, ready to take the game to Arizona in Arizona, and we saw what happened last game when we weren't prepared mentally and physically to battle against a desperate Washington team. So I think we have to learn from the last two games and pick the one we want to succeed in, which is the Arizona game. So it just happens to be Arizona, a team that we just played. So we know them. We play them four times a year, and I think we match up well against them. And we just got to be prepared to work and play above them. And I think when we play above a team like Arizona, it frustrates them. They want to go. When the D touches the puck, Kellers and Smoltz, they're gone. So if we can stay above them, it frustrates them because they can't move the puck quick. And, you know, I think that's where we controlled the play the last game against them.
Is it any more challenging to beat a team twice in the span of 5 days than it would be if you play them that many times over several weeks or even months?
No, I think at this point of the season, everybody plays the same amount of games, and I think you have to be built and you have to be conditioned to play these games back to back. And they're professional athletes. Sometimes there's a little bit of less rest. You got to use your smarts a little bit more, and I think, you know what I mean, we need to do that. I thought we did that last game, so there's really no reason why we can't do it again tonight or this afternoon. And I'm looking forward to seeing the guys rebound after a slow start yesterday, but I thought they competed in the third period and tried to push back.
Looking at the Arizona game on Tuesday, one of the big headlines was the four power play goals. And then in the Washington game last night, there were plenty of power play chances, no power play points, but a lot of shots on goal. What have you liked about the power play over the last two games specifically?
Well, I think, not to use it as an excuse, but we, with the injury period where we had a lot of injuries, every night we had different units going. It was hard to practice and get some continuity through the groups. I think now they've worked hard at it. You know, we've pushed them and we've showed them some video. We've practiced before practice, during practice, and they've worked on their own after practice in like 2-3 man units on certain areas. So good for them. They're working hard at it. It's all about the entries to me. I think they've been clean. They're organized, and it gets us more ozone time, and it puts the other team on their heels because they can't change as much and they get tired. So I think we've capitalized that, and then we've worked at that. I think that was the first step, and now we're starting to get our shot selection right, and I think that's huge. And I think when we take the right shot, we're usually recovering pucks and we're keeping more ozone time, and that gets the other team tired, and that's when they make mistakes, and that's why we've been having success.
Along the lines of all the power play time yesterday, Connor Bedard, 16 shot attempts. I've heard the coaching staff urging him to shoot the puck more all season long. What did you think of his performance last night?
Yeah, no, I thought he was desperate. You know, there's times where I can see some frustration. He wants to score and do well for the team. But you know what? He gets back on the horse. He sticks with it. And I liked his one-timer. He hasn't taken a lot of those. He really likes to catch it and maneuver into a tight area and shoot through a screen or a triangle. I like the one-timer shot because it's going to make people honor that. And now going forward, they're going to know if he's starting to take one-timers, they're going to have to get in that lane. That opens up another lane, and he has the ability and the stick skills to stop a puck quick and zip it, much like a Kucherov. I'm not comparing him to Kucherov, but that type of play where he can show shot, but he can also make the pass in the same kind of a half-stop motion and then pass motion in one split second, and not a lot of people in the league can do that. So when our players learn to read off of that, I think that's going to open up you know, a shot threat from him, but also a secondary threat from someone else if they honor his shot. So we're hoping that he takes all his shots and see where that goes.
Get you out of here on this one, Coach. One of your counterparts or colleagues in the NHL, John Tortorella, was recently ejected from a game. Have you ever, in all the games that you've played and coached, seen a coach get tossed from a game like that?
Yeah, I've seen that, and I know there's maybe a disagreement on a call, obviously. Usually that's what it is, and they're just trying to stand up for their team and show their disagreement to it and frustration, obviously, boiling over. But, you know, I mean, I've luckily never been ejected yet. I can't afford it. So I know Torts is fiery, and I know his players always appreciate that he has their back. He pushes them to the brink for sure, but he does have their back. So I'm sure that they're trying to kill that penalty off for him. But, you know, I think that game was down to 4-0 at that point. So I think, you know, sometimes you just got to make a jolt, and sometimes it's changing the goalie. Sometimes it's a timeout, and sometimes it's maybe that.
Coach, let's get two today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.